Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. Welcome, claimed listeners and viewers and everybody else who's joining us for this awesome conversation with Holly. Holly has been a client and very active, engaged participant of the Claimed program. And she's seen some incredible results as she's gone through the process. And so, as usual, Holly, you're one of those women who are, I feel like, are so brave and, you know, so generous with your time and with your story, because I know, you know, not everybody's doing podcast interviews and things like that. So it's quite brave and vulnerable to go out there and tell us your story and hopefully encourage some women to explore this option and explore the Claim program to really see what's possible for them. So welcome, Holly. Super excited to have you here today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, awesome.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. Let's begin with you just telling us a little bit about yourself. And I know you're calling from Las Vegas. And yeah, tell us a bit about yourself and how did you find out about my work and Claimed?
Sure. Where do I begin? So I'll just start from last November. How about that?
Yes.
So I am a recovering attorney. That's what I like to call it. I used to practice the law. And I've been doing that for 7 years. And in November of last year, in the middle of the pandemic, I decided that I didn't want to do that profession anymore. It's very toxic. It's very masculine, which is fine, but it's so negative all the time. And you have to be very aggressive. And it was my dream. And I went to law school and I did the whole thing. And then I had a bit of a coming to Jesus, so to speak, about, you know, going into a profession like that and putting a lot of time and money into it and just deciding that this was a bad transition. At the same time, I had just started a brand new relationship in the summer in the middle of COVID. And so he started dating me and then I decided to blow up my life. And there were consequences to that. I was a bit of a mess and quite stressed out about that transition. And I hadn't really told my job yet that I had decided to do that. And so in January, that kind of came to a head. And we ended up almost breaking up and I was still transitioning my career. And he told me a couple of things. He just felt like I always needed to be right. I was very aggressive, just very argumentative, which works in my profession, but not in my relationships. And I literally, when we were having that really big conversation, I uttered the words, "I've heard this before." Like it was a pattern. Like I was recognizing patterns before I even came into the program. But I was like, okay, this is an issue. And he handed me, I was like, what do I need to work on? Like, how do I fix this? So I told him, like, I'm not sure what to do, right? And we went off, we didn't talk for about 2 weeks. And we got back together. And I was like, well, what do you think? And he handed me David Data's book. And he's like, this is kind of what I've been talking about. He had talked about energies and masculine and feminine. And of course, right away, I was immediately offended because I was like, oh, how dare you tell me I'm not feminine enough or masculine enough, which isn't really what he was doing. He was very quite nice about it, but I had never really heard of these concepts. I read the book and I had a lot of questions and I didn't know how to answer them. And I didn't necessarily want to have a big conversation with him about it. I actually tried. And I realized maybe that wasn't the route to go. We have talked about it, but I needed a woman's perspective. So in about like February or March of last year, I started Googling female perspective on masculinity, female perspective on femininity, and getting all these hits. And I found your blog and I found your videos and I started listening to your podcast. And I did your feminine embodiment flow a couple times. I watched your videos, all of them, and I was like, okay. And then I hit the mat to like 3 songs and I like cried so hard. It was amazing. And I was like, okay, this seems like this could be something. And I don't know, I just, you had one of your snippets on your podcast and you're like, sign up. And I was like, okay. And so I did. And then I actually had my discovery call with you. I didn't sign up that day, but I signed up the next day.
So I'm going to interrupt you here for a moment because we're going to get to the discovery call because I have a specific question about that. But yeah, what a journey, Holly. And it's really interesting because I think how you came to my work is quite different from what we hear, like a typical story or a typical, you know, woman comes into the claimed journey and the process, because normally the story is about, you know, I was burnt out, you know, all of this, and I was seeing all these men who are feminine men or, you know, emotionally unavailable men. And so I started Googling, what are the patterns? What am I doing wrong? I have no idea where all the good men are. But in your case, and I remember our discovery call, and we actually have quite a few women that I remember I personally talked to. I don't do discovery calls anymore, but I actually love cases, examples, or stories like yours, because then we know for sure, and we do work with women who are single, but we also do work with women who are in relationships. But when I hear a woman say, my man gave me the book, or my man is telling me that he can't, I'm not letting him step up, I'm not letting him lead, to me, this is such a great sign. First of all, that the polarity is actually at play, right? That you have a masculine man by your side who's actively resisting your dominance, or, you know, you being totally in your masculine energy. So I know that this process, the claim process, will absolutely work, because then polarity is there. All you have to do, Holly, is just relax and let go and lean back. Now, we do have situations where actually that's not the case, you know, where I tell women, when we work with women in relationships, I always tell them, look, there's two scenarios here. Number one is that you do this work, you lean back, and your man might just not have that masculine capacity for you, and you're going to have to move forward so you can say yes to someone who can hold that space for you. But in your situation, as soon as I said that and David did, I'm like, all right, you've come to the right place. And I love what you said also, that you didn't want to discuss this with him necessarily. And this is where I see kind of is that line, you know, I truly believe that, I mean, it could be done in a couple, but, you know, if you want to step into your femininity, so to say, so he's clearly very clear that he wants to be in his masculine and he wants to play that role. Again, in your situation, and I know that this is why perhaps you are seeing the results you're seeing, because it's almost like, well, here's the process, Holly, just relax and surrender and let go and be in your body. And the fact that you said, yeah, I wanted a woman's perspective. So I think you instinctively and intuitively knew that these are not subjects to discuss with your man. This is work that you need to do on your own, which is what the whole process is about. So, yeah.
I do talk to him a little bit now. Mm-hmm. I just knew that it couldn't just be me and him. It just couldn't be a conversation with him. It just wouldn't work that way, because it would just be his perspective and the masculine perspective. And I don't want him to be my counselor either, right? And so, and I don't want to be his counselor. So when I do talk about it, I always make sure that it's wanted, it's invited, and that he wants to actually chat about it. But I don't go into a ton of details, mostly because I feel like it's my space. I don't know what else to say. Like, this is my group and this is my space, and he can just enjoy the results of it. And sometimes we'll discuss the theories, but
yeah,
not kind of detail.
Yeah, beautiful. And I always advise women to not go there. You know, that sometimes they ask, oh, should I tell my boyfriend about it? I'm like, there's no need. You know, me and my husband, we don't sit there, although, you know, I'm a coach in this and he knows about it and everything, but we don't sit there and talk about, oh yeah, like this is the masculine energy now and this is the feminine. We come together and we do life. And a lot of the times it's actually not necessary. So, all right, well, let's talk about the discovery call that we had. I remember that call. And I remember you did not sign up right away. So what happened on that discovery? So, you know, you're saying that you were researching, you're watching. I love that you actually tried feminine flow. And I do have an article where I explain how to do it. And I find it funny you say you watched the videos, because I got some feedback. And I think that's why we're going to stop posting videos of me doing feminine flow, because it might be a little bit confusing. Like, I've gotten feedback that it's like, what are you doing, Anna? You're like, is this dancing? Like, what does this have to do with anything? You know, because it's a very specific modality.
Yeah.
But I'm happy that you went and you did it. I was actually quite impressed. And I told you, well, Holly, if you're experiencing this on your own, imagine what kind of results you're going to get when we're actually going to work together. So tell me about the discovery call. What happened on the discovery call? And then what motivated you to actually say, yes, sign up for the program and get started?
I actually had had some other discovery calls with other groups.
Oh, okay.
And I think I had told you about that a little bit. So I had gone through a couple just because I was in this mode of trying to seek out help as much as possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I went into the call open, slightly skeptical, you know, not sure of what to expect, very surprised to have you on the call. Again, we had a technical issue. My camera wasn't even working, so you didn't even get to see my face. So that was all fun. And, you know, I just kind of was in a really interesting spot because I knew I had this really good person that I didn't want to lose. And I needed to do some work. And essentially I was trying to seek out help on how to do that, right? So I was like, I had these concepts in front of me, but I didn't know how to practically apply them, especially because David Deda is from a man's perspective. And reading about it is great, but you have to practice, which I kind of was already kind of feeling out anyways. So the discovery call went really well. I'm trying to actually think back on it. I was really emotional at the time. So I'm remembering all the emotions and not necessarily the conversation. I just remember feeling very like plugged and heavy, and things were very gray then. And I'm obviously using the language you learned through the program. Like, how did it feel? And I just remember feeling very blocked and stuck and really hoping someone could help me undo all of that. I felt like I could get that in the program. I had some hesitation just because I was starting a brand new business. And I know you and I were talking about that. I was on the verge of quitting my practice of law and actually opening a business. And so, you know, I was like, am I like, you're responsible for doing this? I remember I asked you, should I do it now or later? And you're like, do it now, because the work now will help you later, which, by the way, I'm very glad I did, because if I was trying to open a business and starting Mod 1, that would be very hard. I'd have all kinds of excuses. I wouldn't be hitting the mat. I wouldn't be getting the work done. So that was probably a really good piece of advice. And I'm glad I listened to it, because if I was doing it now, it would not have worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. So you remember just feeling these heavy emotions and things happening. And I love that you're saying that you went skeptical into it, because a lot of women are like, I have no idea. What is this? Who is this Anna Rova? You know? And I love that you're also saying that you were interviewing some other, I guess, coaches or looking at different programs, which one does and should do, in my opinion, you know? I mean, there's a few women who are like jumping on, this feels like, if it feels like right, it feels right. But I know you being a lawyer, and we work with a lot of successful, ambitious women, like, you want to know your options, you want to know what's out there, and you want to trust that your decision is the right one. So tell me, how was your decision process, especially because you've reviewed a few different options? Like, how did you decide, and why did you decide that, yes, this is the right path and the right path for you?
This is actually really masculine and logical, because I guess, but I was thinking, how much money have I spent on my body? Like, how much money have I spent on going to the doctor and going to the gym and doing all this other stuff? And how much money have I actually put towards mindfulness and my brain and taking care of that? And I haven't really put a lot of money towards the most important organ in my body, which is my brain. And that was a big thing for me in my practice when I was practicing law. There just wasn't a lot. There was tools to help you get through stuff and to get through emotions and to deal with hard times. But then they wanted you to get back to work. It was kind of like band-aids. It wasn't really, in my opinion, real help. And so I really just wanted to tune up my brain, I guess is the best way to put it, which is odd because now I know in the program I was actually dropping in my body and getting to know my body. But in a way, it's kind of like, I don't want to say medicine. I'm trying to think. It's taking care of a part of me I've never taken care of before.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent a ton of money on gym memberships and other things. And I gave myself permission to spend money, you know, to get something to take care of this part of me, I guess is the best way to put it. I'm having a hard time finding my words. I apologize, but I'm having like some emotions about it. So I almost want to describe that, which is I was tired of feeling guilty for wanting to take care of this part. And a lot of people are like, you're supposed to just suck it up and deal with it and move on and do other things. And sometimes you can't. You need tools.
Right. So are you saying that the embodiment piece is really what helped you make the decision that this program is the right fit for you, while maybe some other options did not have that piece?
Yeah, hands down. I'm kind of sad to hear about those videos, because hands down, those videos and showing me how to move my, like how to do it and watching you do it, those were the gateway to me, because I never really thought about the movement of my body kind of being connected to my wellness, right? And so I really enjoyed that aspect. And I was like, I'm going to need help figuring out how to do this, and also people to keep me doing it. Like, if I was going to just do this by myself, I wouldn't have a group of people to keep me on it.
Right.
I would just excuses for not doing my flow. And so this was a way to keep myself accountable as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in regards to those videos, I guess what I'm still trying to navigate, Holly, because feminine embodiment, I feel like it's not hard to explain. Like, obviously there's a theory behind it, because it's not like some esoteric, whatever concepts. I didn't come up with it. Obviously the roots are in somatic therapy as well. So it's not hard to explain. It's just hard to connect it, because, you know, the program is quite unique, because what I've done, I'm a feminine embodiment coach. So when I did my training, I just trained in feminine embodiment as a coach, right? And then I looked at working with women before, my own journey, the men stuff, you know, and the limiting beliefs and all of that, the polarity. And I bridged it all together, which hasn't been done before. And I remember as I was creating this program, like, okay, how do I help women shift, transform patterns where they step into their feminine polarity, but also work through their beliefs and all that. So I guess when I'm moving my body, there's also kind of a question mark there where you said how it's done. You know, we always say when you do a feminine flow, every woman looks different. And so my intention there is for a woman not to feel like she might be doing it wrong because she's not moving as me or whatever. And it's also, I just felt this feedback. Somebody told me, Anna, when I look at your Instagram, it looks like you're some voodoo witch woman who's like just like dancing, you know, and talking about men or whatever. I was like, oh yeah, well, maybe. I could see how somebody could think that. Like, what does this have to do with men, you know?
Oh, yeah. You, by watching you do it, you gave me permission to do it. Does that make sense? Like, because I know somebody else was willing to do it and is getting some value from it. I didn't think I copied your moves or anything like that. I just knew I wasn't a crazy person for trying this out. That's, I guess, is the best way to put it. Like, if someone's telling me they're getting value out of this, and there's a lot of other stuff online about nonlinear movement, but I really enjoy, I'm actually kind of sad more of us don't actually share that on the Facebook page. You have the courage to do it. I wanted us all to have our videos on when we were doing it on our first group call.
Me too. Yeah.
That, because I think that's just like, there's like an energy exchange with that. And like, I could feel your energy when you're doing it. And I'm like, okay, maybe I can generate an energy like that. That's really exciting. Yeah. Right. And so I'm a fan, and it was a gateway for me. And I'm sad to hear that, but I get how some people, because it's not dancing. You're right. It's not just move. You're just moving. Sometimes I just sit there and I move my hands, you know, and I'm just like my arm, and I'm on the ground like a squid, and I'm just not.
You know, yeah. So like, everybody who's listening and, you know, looking at my Instagram feed and being like, what is this Anna thing? What is she doing? Know that it's this. It's the modality of feminine embodiment. It's what we do together. And it's actually, you're right, it's the gateway to, well, you can tell us more about this, because I'm going to ask you about aha moments now, but it is what I found is the gateway to having a woman just get out of her head and into her body and process so many of the patterns and beliefs. There's so much more long-term beneficial and sustainable when you do it holistically, and especially through the body and not through your mind. Because I agree with you, the mind stuff is very much a lot of the times a band-aid. Because like your body doesn't catch up, you know, you can tell yourself, and that's what I talk to women on discovery calls and in the program, you can tell yourself affirmations all day you want, but if you don't feel like you're good enough for this, or what, like if your cells are not feeling it and you're not practicing it every day, then you're not going to have that connection. And besides, it's a very masculine way, right? Most of the personal growth stuff in the last, 50 years has been written by men for men. So I love that there are women coming up with all of these embodiment techniques and dropping deeper into the centers and whatnot.
Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt. You're listening to the episode, but I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together. And it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode.
All right, so let's shift gears and talk about your transformation in the program. And yeah, what were some of your biggest aha moments in the process?
In module one, or in the first part of it, I really enjoyed, well, obviously sensitizing. I actually was one of your crazier students that did 45 minutes a day for like 3 weeks.
Wait, so you did that? You did that?
I did 45 minutes for 3 weeks.
No way. Every day. Yeah, I didn't know that. You didn't share that in the group.
Every morning I was hitting that. Well, especially in mod one, I wasn't sure how to take up space. And so I wasn't really taking up space. And I was an emotional wreck during those weeks because I was kind of tentatively starting my relationship again and doing 45 minutes.
Wow. Amazing. Okay.
Yeah. And so I really enjoyed that because I really think, I always think of myself as this pendulum. And, you know, I asked my boyfriend a couple of days ago where I was at before I started the program. And he said, 100% you're masculine. And then I was like, where am I now? And he's like, 90% feminine. And so.
Success. I got an achievement unlocked. I feel like we're playing a video game and now you're like almost there.
I love a good video game. But I think really like going in the deep end and making a point to really hit the mat and do the practice for that long every day kind of melted a lot of stuff and unstuck a lot of stuff and brought up a bunch of things. And so it was one of the most emotional modules for me. And then the other aspect was just understanding what it's like to be a man, that was huge for me because, you know, one of the other things that my significant other brought up is he's like, look, I think men in my generation are having a really hard time with their purpose. And this is something we're facing. And I was like, okay, what does that really mean? What do you mean by that? You know? And so the work was great. We watched that together. Fantastic.
That's a movie that I recommend in the program. Yeah. Did he enjoy that as well?
He did. We had a super connected, just one of the best conversations we've ever had as a couple came after the work. All I can describe it as super romantic, which sounds crazy after that movie. But it was. We sat on this patio and just like, it was great. So I highly recommend it with someone without. Definitely watch it. I listened to all the men's podcasts. I binged them. And the books are on my radar, but I haven't gotten to them.
You watched the work together and then you ended up having this amazing conversation on the patio together. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fantastic. So just the perspective from men, because, you know, and I read The Queen's Code and The Keys to the Kingdom by Alison Armstrong as well, which is women are often pretending that men are hairy women misbehaving. and we're like, why aren't they acting that way? Well, because we're expecting to act like a woman would act, right? And they're just different people, or masculine and feminine. Obviously, you can be a feminine embodied person and not be a gender, right? It's not necessarily gender specific, but, you know, some people just have different essences, different cores, and they're going to come at life in a different way. And that was a huge realization for me. And I really enjoyed seeing that aspect. And it was a really good window into how to relate to my significant other that I think brought another level to the relationship. So that's kind of been the beginning. And then obviously the limiting belief practice was just huge. Even my therapist was like, I'm so glad you're doing this. She was really happy with that work. She's like, a lot of people don't tackle this. And I was like, there's like a whole program for it.
What were some of your biggest ones?
So the biggest one, which I put into the Facebook group, was that I always assume people are going to disappoint me. Everyone, especially the men I date. And what I end up doing is, especially in the morning when I first wake up, I'll sit there and I'll start fantasizing about all the ways someone's going to disappoint me, like all the scenarios in which. And then in those scenarios, I ended up playing kind of like a martyr victim, you know, type of role. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they would do that to me. I'm such a good person. Why would they do that? And I'm like doing this in my head all the time. And then I go out into the world and I've already pre-populated my whole being with these thoughts and none of it's happened. None of it's happened. It's just my anxiety. It's just my head running amok. And then I end up waiting to see if somebody lives up to my fantasy that I've created. It's almost like I put this in the group, like a dopamine hit from imagining all these scenarios, which I guess is the payoff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just like go into the world with these things inside me. And then when people end up living up to that, I'm like, I was right. Of course they were going to do that. And then I get to be right, which is my favorite thing because I'm an attorney and I always want to be right. So, and I was just like, what am I doing? That just seems super annoying and toxic. And so I was like, the new limiting belief is people aren't going to disappoint me. They're going to meet my expectations. And if they don't, that's okay. Right? It's okay if they don't.
You mean the empowering belief, not the limiting one.
The new belief.
Right.
And actually, I have this new technique if I feel myself slipping into that old pattern, because I was actually doing this the other morning because I woke up a little anxious due to a dream. And I actually kind of imagine everything puffing off like the Harry Potter people. I don't know if you've seen the movies, but they all turn into smoke monsters. Like the whole, I don't know, I've got this whole thing going now. So I'm just very cognizant of that. That was probably one of the bigger ones. I did about 4 and then moved on. I was in that module for a long time. It was a good one. And I felt lighter after going through all that.
Yeah, beautiful. Have you finished the program?
Almost.
Or not yet.
Getting on to module 5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obviously working on my boundaries worksheet, which my significant others have been really wonderful, so I can't practice my boundaries work on him at the moment. I don't need to.
That's good.
But, yeah. But I've had to do it with friends.
Okay.
Actually, I've actually had struggled more with women friends in my transition and watching their reaction to me and having to set some boundaries around that.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's all part of the process. So I love what you're sharing. You know, your journey, 45 minutes every day, like that's complete dedication. And especially from module one, we definitely do not expect that from women who join. We start easy step by step, but holy with you, I can see. And if you haven't shared that in the group, I really encourage you to do so and what happened for you, because that is honestly, like, I could probably just create a program around that, you know, do this for 3 weeks for 45 minutes and like you'll be a transformed human being. But yeah. So you said, you know, the sensitized module one, 45 minutes, that feminine flow was everything, understanding men and then the limiting beliefs practice. So I want to hear, Holly, on a practical level. So you're saying your man told you you were 100% your masculine and now you're like 90% your feminine. I mean, that is the transformation that I expect and I feel like every woman should expect if and when she does the work. And you're a beautiful example of that. So on a practical level, like, because you talk about, obviously, this is personal growth work. You're doing this on your own. You're doing a flow. You're doing the worksheets. What started happening in your relationship? So you said before, just to remind everyone, you know, you said you were aggressive. He was saying you're on the verge of breaking up, aggressive, argumentative, always wanted to be right. So on a practical level, like what started happening in the relationship and how did that shift look like?
I began to feel less anxious and I definitely leaned back quite a bit, which he noticed. And I stopped arguing so much. I actually listened to an active listening. I listened to a book about active listening at the same time, which for all intents and purposes, Anna, you teach active listening skills. You don't use that terminology, but that's something that's, I think, integral in the program. And I always tell myself to kind of shut up and listen, right? I mean, everybody else can have their own mantra around that, but you learn a lot about people when you kind of lean back and you listen, and especially in your relationship, right? That's not really the place to be constantly asserting yourself, because that can get tedious and tiresome. So I started listening more and I would journal a lot in order to help me get through some of the harder stuff. I actually would just do flows at his house if I felt quite overwhelmed so that I could come back to him without giving him the full going on. And it just got lovely. I don't know how else to explain it. Like started planning things ahead of time, like asking me to come to the christening for his nephew. And we just did a wine trip with his family in Paso. And I didn't have to worry about whether he was actually going to plan things the next week. I just kind of knew he was going to want to see me. I don't know. There was like a security and a safety that started to form. And I stopped just like stressing about, oh my gosh, is he going to ask me to move in? Why hasn't he why isn't he going on more dates? Like, why is he only seeing me two times a week? Like, so our schedule tends to be, we have dates and they're scheduled each week. When I first started dating him, I was quite annoyed by it. And I thought, well, if he doesn't spontaneous and want to see me, it means he doesn't love me. Right. But in some ways it's kind of nice because we know we're going to see each other on Wednesday and Saturday. And the other time is for me and the other time is for him, and he can do his thing and I can do my thing. When I really noticed it was changing is when he voluntarily was like, I want to see you for lunch tomorrow, or I want to see you an extra night. That's when I was like, okay, this is shifting, right? And, you know, just wanting to see me a little bit more. And they're small steps. Do I know any of the other stuff about moving in? No. And I'm not necessarily going to initiate. He knows my desire. He knows I eventually want to live with my significant other. But it's his house, and I'm not going to invite myself into it, you know. And then even if I did, I knew I would feel a little insecure about whether he really wanted me there, to be frank. And I will just admit that, you know, and I wouldn't have admitted that like 3 months ago, but that's the truth of it, right? So it just kind of became lovely and sexier. I did my boudoir shoot.
Yes, you did. Yes, that's module three and, assignment. Yeah.
And I got a photographer and I got all done up and I shared one of the photos with you ladies. And by the way, that's his favorite one. Aww. So, and it's in his office on his desk.
What? He works home. I love it. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. He just showed me that the other day. It was really cute. He like chose his favorites in there. Anyway, so that was really fun in my small group, because as we know in the program, we have smaller women's groups, which has been integral for me. I shared more of my so that the girls in that group have seen my boobs, and that's great. So we're really close. But I really love that shoot, and I ended up giving him those photos for our 1 year anniversary, which was really big. And he said he was really impressed. He's like, I can't believe you went through all this. And, you know, he hadn't gotten a gift like that before. And yeah, it was fun. And I think that I really handled that well, because his gift wasn't ready yet. I guess he's doing something that's a little bit more creative and it's not ready. And I didn't get upset, because he planned the date for the whole night. He took me to one of the resorts here in Las Vegas and took me to dinner and made a whole thing of it. And old me would have been like, oh, he didn't give me a present. Oh, and I would have like thrown a fit, and I would have been like, but I just kind of enjoyed the night he like planned, and I didn't even like think twice about it. Right. And now I have a second present coming. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Beautiful. Wow. Holly, it's just so beautiful to listen to you. Like, that's why I love doing this interview, is because I've spoken to so many women on discovery calls, and I've seen so many women go through this process. And so there is this unshakable, undeniable conviction and the truth that any woman who we, quote unquote, diagnose on a discovery call, because there is a specific process that we go through in the beginning, asking a lot of questions to make sure that this is the right fit for the woman on the call. And if it is, then we proceed to, okay, we think this is the right fit, what are your questions? Because we do not offer the program to everyone. And that's why the success rate is so high. But, you know, just hearing your story just further solidifies why am I doing what I'm doing, and that the process works if the woman is willing to do the work. You're a beautiful example of a woman who came in, you know, and who just took advantage of all of the tools. Well, maybe not all, but, you know, everything you had available, your practice, your support circle, your everything, you just soaked it in. And I absolutely love it. And the way you describe what happens as you go through the process, because this is really what polarity is all about. You know, when you are with a masculine man, it's literally like, can you surrender? Can you get out of your head? Can you stop mulling over these questions time and time again? Why is he not, you know, asking or seeing me more? You know, all of that is so much in here. And so when women do the practice, that's what the whole journey is all about. If we can just learn to lean back. And a lot of this, you started with anxiety. A lot of women have anxiety about men and relationships and all of that. And so that's why I love Feminine Flow and the embodiment practice, because it really gives you a tool. And I love that you said, you know, I journal, like whenever shit comes up, that's what I do. When my shit comes up, I don't go to my man. In fact, he's probably the last person that I actually want to talk to. I'm like, what are the tools that I have? Okay, I need to journal. I need to do my flow. You know, I need to talk to someone else, maybe a woman, you know, my support circle, my coach, if I have one. So super, super proud of you, Holly. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Now we're going to end with a question. Let's say there are women who are listening or watching this who are currently in the situation where you have been, you know, who are recovering, well, maybe not attorneys or lawyers, but are just recovering from their uber masculine, uber stressful, aggressive job, and are really seeing how that affects their relationships and dynamics with men. Why would you recommend signing up, you know, for a discovery call, or first of all, watching the webinar? But I feel like if they're watching this interview, they've already watched my signature webinar on how to attract your committed masculine man. But why would you recommend jumping on a discovery call to see whether this is for them? And then, of course, you know, signing up for the program and joining us.
I think that I really enjoy having tools and toolkits and different perspectives in life. And so if you're looking for a different perspective, this is definitely something to do, because, you know, it may not work for you, you know, but more than likely it will if you take the time to do the work, right? And it's not a wholesale thing. You know, I don't necessarily have to take everything you want and take it in, right? And so, you know, I don't necessarily ascribe to the 80-20. It's more of a 70-30 in our relationship, and that's where we're comfortable. And that's okay. And I don't beat myself up about it. You know, there's not like these bright line rules in the sense that if you don't do it this way, you're failing. It always goes back to how does it feel in your body? That's literally the mantra of the group, right? And so don't come in thinking like, oh, if I don't follow up, if I don't do everything exactly, it's a nonlinear, it's a nonlinear journey, and it's wonderful. And so if you're looking for something that's not the norm, because if I had told my Holly a year ago that I was going to be sitting here doing this, I would have like, you're fucking crazy. Like, what are you talking about? Like, that's the most, you know, and I hate to say that's the most sexist thing. I'm going to say it. That's the most sexist thing, that's narrow-minded, because I know that people that listen to your stuff tend to come at it that way a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's unfortunate, because they're not coming at it with an open mind, and they're not necessarily really listening to it, right? And I think that's very frustrating. And so come at it with an open mind. If you want a different perspective, if you just want to try something new, why not? I guess is the best way to put it. Because a lot of us go through the things like, it's like a diet. I've tried all the diets and none of them have worked for me, right? So I like this one. This is the best way to put it. What I really enjoy about it too is I will be doing this work for the rest of my life, right? You're always going to be going back to the limiting beliefs worksheet. You're always going to be hitting the mat. I mean, you're giving us tools to just use. I hope when I'm 70, I'm still doing this type of like, you know, journaling and flowing and doing all that, because it really helps, because dynamics in the relationship changes. Someone asks you to move in, you have a kid, things mm-hmm. change, people change. And I think you give people tools for how to deal with those changes without completely imploding.
Mm. Beautiful. So for everybody listening, sign up for a discovery call if you feel called to, if Holly's story resonates. That's at girlskill.com/apply, and we'll see you on a discovery call. Holly, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you for slotting this time in between, you know, family and all of that. You are now a group expert in our group. We rolled out like a membership rewards program or whatever, which I'm super excited about. And yeah, I am absolutely sure and convinced that there's some women who are going to join the program and be like, hi, Holly. I listened to your interview because we've had quite a few, you know. So thank you. So thanks so much, Holly. I really appreciate it. And I can't wait for women to hear your story and get inspired. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy to share.
All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying, and you want to learn more, and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So, as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation, if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long, and what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote wrong, with your dynamics with men, what you don't like, and then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do, and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman, and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness, and rebuilding your faith in your own voice and your own decisions, and exploring your boundaries, and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead. Stop overthinking and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you, is through embracing your feminine nature, is through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. It's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature, where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply. And there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call. So I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, my calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.